Hey there, it's Gubba, and welcome back to the Gubba Podcast. I'm Gubba, a first-time homesteader following in the footsteps of my homesteading forebears, and this podcast addresses topics like homesteading, prepping, food storage, and everything in between. And today is definitely an in-between topic because I will be talking about cast iron cookware, how to use it, how to cook with it, how to clean it, how to maintain it, and why I love cast iron. A few years ago, I purchased a 12-inch cast iron pan, and it has become a staple in my kitchen. Before purchasing my cast iron, though, I was a little daunted, a little nervous at how to care and maintain a cast iron pan. You hear and read a lot about seasoning a cast iron pan, but seasoning a cast iron pan doesn't mean that you go to your spice cabinet and start grabbing salt, pepper, oregano, and start adding it to your pan. Seasoning is actually kind of a science, so I'm here to explain it to you so you're not going to be confused and you are going to know exactly what to do when you get your cast iron pan. So seasoning means to bake oil into the cast iron, and doing this gives the pan that finished, smooth, shiny black surface. Seasoning also helps prevent rusting, makes for the nonstick surface that everyone vies for with cast iron. I love my cast iron because it's truly nonstick. And you bake the oil into the cast iron either through cooking with the pan itself or by baking the oil into the cast iron before you ever use it and start cooking with it. And I would personally suggest the latter. So I would suggest that you bake the oil into the pan before you cook with it. Generally, if a pan comes pre-seasoned, it was seasoned with a vegetable type soy-based oil. So it was baked with vegetable type soy-based oil. And I personally wouldn't want to have that intermingling with my food. So I would season, aka bake the oil into the pan myself before I started cooking with it. And it is recommended to use vegetable oil, shortening, or canola oil due to the inexpensiveness and availability. But I personally wouldn't use any of those oils to season my cast iron. I don't want to cook with those oils. I don't want those oils in my food. And I am refraining from seed oils as much as possible. And I'm trying to gear myself towards healthier fats. And there are other options you can use to season your pans besides these readily commercially available oils like the vegetable oil. And traditionally, animal fats like lard used to be used to season cast iron back in the day. Nowadays, lard isn't readily available. And if the cast iron isn't used enough, the animal fats can actually break down and go rancid if it's just sitting there. And we don't want that either. But that isn't a problem if you are using your cast iron all the time. So you could use lard if you have access to it. If you don't have access to lard, I would suggest using avocado oil. It has a high smoke point of 520 degrees Fahrenheit. It's flavor neutral, so you won't have any added flavors to what you're cooking, and you can easily find it in the stores. I usually get a big bottle of it from Costco. It's organic avocado oil. It's a good price. And another healthy alternative to season your cast iron with is coconut oil. Coconut oil, though, is not neutral flavor and can potentially add a coconutty flavor to what you cook. And that's why I don't use it, because I hate the taste of coconut. If I liked coconut, though, the taste of it, and didn't mind it, then I would definitely use it because it's a healthy fat. But I really loathe the taste of coconut, even just a little bit, so I don't use it. But you can also use safflower oil, refined olive oil, soybean oil, peanut oil, corn oil, sesame oil, grapeseed oil, coconut oil, sunflower oil, flaxseed oil. You can use the oil that works for you and your household, whatever you can find available, like what you feel comfortable in your diet, because the seasoning on the cast iron will intermingle a little bit with your food. And I initially use safflower oil to season my pan when I first got it. And now I use a mix of avocado oil and animal fats to season my pan. Just depends what I have available in my cupboards and in my kitchen. So say you just purchased your cast iron and you've decided what kind of oil you want to use to season it. Now is when you will season your pan right after you purchase it. You will want to rub a layer of oil on your cast iron, then heat it to the smoke point of that oil. So like I said, the avocado oil is 520 degrees Fahrenheit, so you'd want to heat it to that smoke point so it smokes. And it is important to know the smoke point so then you know what to heat your pan to. And once the smoke point is hit, this is when the chemical bonding process takes place between the cast iron and the oil. And I did this by rubbing oil on my cast iron, then heating it upside down in the oven with a cookie sheet on the shelf below to catch any drippings of oil. And I repeated this process about 3 times, each time hitting the smoke point of the oil in the oven to create a layer of seasoning on my cast iron. So I oiled it, put it in the oven, it hit the smoke point, took it back out, put oil on it. You know, I did this process a few times and then I just started cooking with it because I felt like it was ready to go. Another way to season your cast iron is to just cook with it. Each time you cook with it, you're helping to season the pan. So say you make some eggs and you cook them in butter, that butter is going to season the pan and work on building a nonstick surface. I personally wouldn't start cooking on anything freshly brought from the store because I like to clean items after purchasing, and seasoning through the high heat method is a great way to sterilize and create a clean cooking surface. But it is whatever you feel comfortable with, and maybe it's an easier option. So you know there's some different options for how to season your pan. And then after seasoning, you know how to season, you're cooking with it, how do you clean it? So cleaning a cast iron is simple, and like anything, has a plethora of opinions once you start researching how to do it online. And after you've cooked with your cast iron, you're going to want to clean it. And I've had mine for a little while now, so I can tell you my cast iron is beautiful. I've cleaned it. I know how to clean it. So I'm going to share with you what I do. First of all, never put your cast iron in the dishwasher and never soak your cast iron in water, okay? You will want to hand wash your cast iron and use warm water. And contrary to popular belief, you can use a little bit of soap to clean your cast iron. I would suggest only using soap if you have tough, sticky foods to get off of your cast iron. Otherwise, if it is an easy clean, I wouldn't use soap. I use a plastic scrubber brush that has a scraper on the back of it to clean my cast iron. So it's a plastic scraper, nothing abrasive. I also use coarse sea salt for cleaning my cast iron. So for example, if I just cooked my cast iron and there's some food residue stuck in the pan, I will take it over to the sink and pour some water into it once it's cooled down. Because the whole pan heats up, you don't want to burn yourself. And I will then pour coarse sea salt into the pan and scrub it around with my scrub brush, which will help remove some of the residue because of the abrasiveness from the sea salt. And it just really helps scrape the food residue out of the pan. And if it is a really sticky situation, then I will use a little bit of soap and water and then gently brush and scrape with my plastic brush scrubber. So nothing crazy. I'm not out there using any metal, scraping it, no forks, nothing, just this gentle plastic scrubber. And this way of cleaning has kept my cast iron clean. The seasoning is beautiful. It's shiny and I have no problem problems with it. The method of using sea salt as a coarse cleaner is great if you plan to camp with your cast iron and don't have access to water, because the abrasiveness from the salt should be able to clean up most of the messes. So you just pour in that coarse sea salt, you take the brush and you just kind of like scrub off the sticky residue, the food residue. So if you don't have anything too crazy messy while you're camping, coarse sea salt is a great way to clean your cast iron. And after you have washed your cast iron, you will want to get rid of any remaining moisture on the pan. Because cast iron can rust, you need to get rid of this moisture. And you do this by placing your pan back on the stovetop and heating it up. Once all of the moisture is gone, you will want to rub a light layer of oil over the surface of the pan. This helps it to not rust and just adds to that nonstick layer. I wouldn't suggest using paper towels to rub on the oil or do really anything with your cast iron, just because little tidbits of the paper towel, so little fibers, will break off into your cast iron. Then you're gonna have to pick them out. I've done it before, so I can tell you that it is super annoying trying to get out those little tiny itty bitty paper towel fibers. I actually use like a fiber cloth that is only for my cast iron, so it's a really smooth cloth and I've never noticed any fibers coming from it into my cast iron. And to maintain your cast iron, basically just clean it properly and do not soak it in water. Also, don't cook acidic foods in your cast iron, because acidic foods can peel away the seasoning or wear it down. So that seasoning that you've worked so hard to build up, acidic foods can just wipe it away. I once had a roommate who had a prized cast iron pan, and while she was away for the weekend, another roommate decided to use the pan. It wasn't me. I didn't use the pan. My other roommate did. And after not using it properly and leaving a ton of food stuck on it, the roommate decided it was a good idea to soak the pan in water overnight to get rid of the stuck on food. The pan owner, the other roommate, came home to find their beloved grandparents' cast iron that had survived generations to be sunk like the Titanic in our apartment's kitchen sink. There were a lot of angry exchanges that day, and my roommate took the cast iron home to be revived. I'm unsure if it ever made a full recovery, but just use your pan properly and it will maintain itself. Also, I didn't know how to properly care for cast iron, or I probably would have told my roommate who was using the cast iron without permission, like, hey, you probably don't want to soak that. But nonetheless, I don't know what happened to that cast iron. But I love cooking in cast iron for a number of reasons. It cooks evenly because the entire pan heats up. And I love that I can go from cooking something on the stovetop in the cast iron, then I can throw it in the oven and bake whatever is in it. So I make pot pies this way, super stinking delicious. And the versatility comes in handy. And I can also take my cast iron pan camping and not have to worry about ruining it, because the versatility of it, I've taken it camping a few times and made some bacon and eggs over the fire, and it was absolutely delicious. I love that cast iron can truly last for generations if taken properly care of and not used by destructive roommates. Cast iron is all my grandma used to cook in, and I wish I had inherited her pans, but I can build up my cast iron to one day be inherited. How cool would that be? And cast iron becomes a true nonstick cooking surface through its proper care and handling, and you don't need any of that toxic nonstick coating to make it so. I avoid any nonstick type of cookware. I mean, y'all have seen the controversy with nonstick coating, right? Yeah, I don't want anything to do with it. Cast iron is also inexpensive. I think I got my 12-inch pan for about $30. I will have this pan for forever, so it was well worth the money, well worth the investment for me and how much I use it. The only downsides to cast iron, I would say, is that the cookware is heavy. So if you've ever played PUBG, then you know that it can be used as a weapon in that game. And it can also be used as a weapon IRL. So maybe its heaviness isn't so much of a downside. I genuinely can't think of any other downsides when thinking of my use of cast iron. It is susceptible to rust, but if you're using it properly and maintaining it, then you don't have to worry about it rusting. I guess the cleanup can be a hassle since you can't just throw it in the dishwasher. But besides those few things, cast iron is an absolute must for cookware. I love my cast iron pan. I hope that you have a better understanding of how to use cast iron after listening to this podcast. I remember when I was venturing into cast iron cookware and no one had really explained seasoning in the podcast I listened to. They all discussed the benefits of cast iron and how it needs to be properly seasoned, but never ventured into the how-to of seasoning and proper care for cast iron. And this resulted in me overthinking this simple cookware and being nervous to get one for a while. I was like, wow, seasoning, I don't even know where to begin. But I promise you, they are easy, versatile, and a good option when it comes to prepping. I mean, hey, dual use, it's heavy, can be used as a weapon. I hope that you have a wonderful day, and I appreciate you tuning into this episode, and don't do anything a Gubba wouldn't do.